Okay, good morning. Chaf Aleph Shvat Tav Shin Ayin Ches. The 6th of February, we are moving on. Perek Zayin, Pasik Tes Zayin. Vayachatz Es Shalosh Meos Ho'ish Shlosha Roshim. And Gideon split the 300 men into three camps. Vayitein shofaros biyad kulam. And he put one shofar into the hand of each one. The kadim reikim. Empty jugs, do they say? What do they say in English, Simcha?
Empty vessels.
Velapidim
jars,
okay. Velapidim betoich hakadim, and there was torches inside the jars, the jugs. It means earthenware vessels. Okay. Questions on Pasuk Tes Zayin.
Well, the shofrot, we kind of know it's tshuva. It's Kabbalah Torah, whatever. Lapidim, not sure.
Okay, so you're on the right track. We want to know. We got to know what's the
detail.
Yeah, all these different things. What are they for? Why shofar? Why lapidim? Why kadim reikim? What's that about, these having these kadim reikim? Okay, so what are all these different things? Okay,
and it's good. Also, it's not like, you know how you go into a battle, or even for a tshuva, not everybody is tokei a shofar.
Oh.
Somebody does it, or a couple people do it.
Excellent.
And the am goes with it.
Excellent.
Here, everyone has.
Everyone has. Why here? Everyone has
a
shofar.
Almost like Neshet.
Yeah, good point. Excellent point. Why here does everybody have a shofar?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll see.
For tshuva purposes, maybe.
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I know all the answers.
Okay, any other kashas? Before all the answers, any other kashas? What are the kashas? What are the questions on the pasuk?
Dividing in three. I don't know, maybe strategy.
Why
are you dividing them?
Okay, good. Excellent. Why are you dividing them? Shalosh meos ho'ish. We already know the shalosh meos. You have to say that. It should say vayachetz osam l'shalosh. What's again the stress on the shalosh meos ish? Why does it have to say that? Okay. I think we have five or six questions already. Also vayachas shalosh meos ho'ish shalosha rashim. Shouldn't it be le shalosha rashim? Where's the lamed?
Okay.
Missing lamed, yeah? Should be lish shalosha rashim. Okay, fine. So we'll have, as usual this year, is we learn pardes, pshat, remez, drash, and sod. Okay, so let's try to start first with pshat. And then we'll go to remez. There's a lot of remez here. But what's pshat, okay? So the one who says pshat, the best over here seems to be the Abarbanel. The Malbim also along the same lines, but differently.
I'm not sure if this is a question or just a comment.
Yeah.
The term vayachatz, I'm not sure if we have that in other situations like this, where, I mean, it's funny because this is all happening around Pesach.
Right, on Pesach.
And Yachatz is the term we use when we divide.
Interesting. Okay, that doesn't bother
us. That's part of the remez.
Yeah.
Okay. That part is.
We're on Shabbat.
Okay, good. I mean, you do have by Yaakov, you know, I think it says this lashon, no?
When he splits camp?
Yachatz, that's a mach, I believe, yes. Yeah? It's also that lashon.
Right.
Check it up.
I just noted you're saying Shatz, the Targum says lishlosh.
He does say lishlosh, yeah. So it's fair that the pasuk doesn't, right? Why the pasuk doesn't say
lishlosh? Yeah.
Lishlosh. Why didn't say lishlosh? Okay. So the Abarbanel says like this. Okay. Gideon asa tachbulos neusel oisel mechama. Okay, Gidon is, what's tachbulos, how do you say tachbulos in English, Herzl? Strategies? Strategies?
Tricks. Yeah.
Strategies, probably tricks. Okay, maybe tricks. Maybe tricks. Tactics. Tactics, okay. So how many different tactics does he have? How many different tactics is he using in order to fight this war? So the Abarbanel says six. Okay, there are six different tactics that Gidon is using now to fight this war. Number one, Hayosa milchama belaila kedesha oivim lo rov lo yadu b'miyata'a. Okay, so number one, and they're all going to be along these lines, that Gidon is coming out with 300 men. Are they going to be afraid of 300 men? Pashtus not. Okay, so the tachbulos here, the tricks, are that the Midianim and the rest of the army of the enemy should think that there is a massive army coming to fight them as well. Okay, so first of all, number one, he says it's at night, because at night they don't see how many people there are. That's number one.
That's where the Milchemes Atzmaut, they roll barrels down the hill to make it.
Bang pots.
They took it right out of here. Let's see. Hasheni, sheyichatzim l'shlosha roshim me'a ish b'chol rosh, ba'ofen sheyachshavu ha'ovim sheim amim rabim u'mischalfim. Okay, number two. So A, it's at night, so they don't know how many. Number two, three camps. So they should also think there's a massive army here that's split up into three camps. Even though there's only 100 in each camp, but they don't know that. Three camps. Number two.
You're forcing them to fight on three fronts.
Right, right. Ukezeo sa Avram im ha-malochim. And that's what Avram also did. Kemashikosa vayichalek aleihem laila. Okay, he split them at night. So number one is at night, they don't see. Number two, three camps. They should think there's a lot of troops. Shlishi, shenosan shofros, is what Herzl said. Shenosan shofros biyad kol ish, kidei shebetruasam yishberu libayso oivim bechashvam sheim amrav. They're going to think it's a massive army, because normally one person blows shofar for many. If you have 300 people blowing shofars, so they're going to think, wow, there must be a massive army over here. That's number three.
This in the Civil War, the South, attacked when McClellan was the general of the North, and he wasn't very good.
Well, McClellan tried to avoid
battle
not. Every time.
He was avoiding battle, yeah.
He didn't have very many good generals.
He was replaced, eventually, by Grant. But they were losing the war. Mm-hmm. They were losing the Civil War, and one of the Southern generals, I don't think it was Lee, it was somebody else, he split up his limited number of soldiers and he attacked on several fronts at once to be involved in them.
So they would think, yeah. Haravi, number four, Shetziva Sheyolichu Lapidim Kol Ish Lapid Echad. Again, each man has a torch. Kizami mashe yavo lachsho bir oisem alapidim shekol lapid yavo betoch meyoish v'yechashvam liyose rabim. Again, it wouldn't be one person who hold the torch, right? One torch per person. That's not normal. You have one torch for many people. So again, torches in the hands of each one of them, so they should think that there are many, many people. Okay. Ubidrash, he says... And this is, wait, so how many? That's four so far. Okay. He's going to get into the drash. Okay, so far we're in pshat. Okay, he says drash is, the Torah, and Rashi is going to bring this as well. And many of them are farshim here, and we'll get more into this. And it's hashkacha pratis, because Tuesday we're still in last week's parsha, right? Tuesday we're still in last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, Yisro, is Matan Torah. Matan Torah. So the drash here, Amusha also zed lischar zechus yom matan Torah. Okay, the lapidim, and Rashi says that as well, lahaskir zechus matan Torah. Right, the lapidim and the shofros also, and the kolos, we'll see, right, are to be a zecher for matan Torah. So this is like reawakening matan Torah over here. Okay, that's al pi drash. Okay, but it's still in pshat. Hachamishi, sheyolichu hakadim, vehem asher nisharu meha'am asher shav. Okay, so they took all these kadim, which was from the original army, the 10,000 that they left, Shein Safik Sheyavo B'Toichem Kadam Lishav Mayim Lishtos. Obviously, they had these jugs in order to have water, to fill up water. V'tziva Sheyalichem Kedei Sheyalichu B'Toichu Alapidim Nistarim. And they wanted them to hide, and that's what it says. It says at the end of the pasuk, "V'lapidim b'toich hakadim," that the torches were inside the kadim. Why are the torches inside the kadim? That they should be hidden. V'lo yisra'u ki im b'peta pito. And then all of a sudden they're all gonna open it up, and all of a sudden they're gonna see these torches. The yimas levav ha'ovim, another scare tactic that's gonna melt their hearts. Ki yiru ha'odim ha'heim be'ishon laila v'afelur davar mufla. It's gonna be all of a sudden something like incredible that these they're gonna uncover. Yeah, shock and awe. Exactly. Very good. Right. Shock and awe. Exactly. Right. They're gonna be shocked by having middle of the night all of a sudden massive light. In a matter of seconds, because they're going to reveal it. I'm understanding. Okay. Well, is that Amar Lapidim B'Toich HaKadim? Okay. The sixth one is in the next pasuk. The sixth is in the next pasuk.
It was like an oil candle inside the oil thing burning. With how do they carry this thing? Whatever, that's what I
want. It says it's kadim rekim, so I don't know if
they're empty. The kadim are empty. But you're saying how do they put it on top of the torch exactly? You're saying they need two hands? Is that what you're asking?
No, how did they take it? They had a handle or something like that?
Maybe on the pitcher or whatever. It had a handle.
Maybe a handle.
Had a handle.
It could have a yadit. It does say vayachatz. Exactly.
It says vayachatz? Vayakov? Yeah.
Yeah, it says vayachatz.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. They must have been so scared.
Okay. The only other place, really. Very good.
They must have been so scared because they didn't send out any spies to see what was going on.
Correct. So I'll peep shot. Let's see the Malbim says it a little differently, similar. He says there's eight things going on. Not all in this pasuk though. It's going to be unfolding in the coming pasukim. But what do you have in this pasuk? He leaves out the Arbamin has five in this pasuk. He has four in this pasuk. Okay. Number one is that he split the camp. Number two is. Each one had a shofar. Number three is they all had lapidim, lahav ilam ba'amud esh va'asham, he says. Okay, to scare them with fire and smoke. And also number four, he says, kadam rekim, the same thing. Sheira lapidim pitom v'sheyishmu'u kol behispoitzes Hakadim. So he adds on that
the Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, they're gonna break these jugs are gonna explode. They're made out of earthenware. So no one spells this out, but could it be that they are exploding from the heat? They're exploding from the heat. That's how I think I'm understanding it. No one actually says that beferish. We're gonna see others. The Divrei Tov also has a pshat. That they had many of these kadim. Some were covering the flames, and some they were just using to bang together to make extra noise. That's what he says. But it sounds like from the Malbim that they exploded, that they were exploding. So I don't know if they timed this properly. That would be some spectacular. That all of a sudden 300 kadim exploding, and they would see the light. It's a real shock and awe effect. Okay, fine. So that is al pi pshat. What's happening? The kasha is, what's the kasha? Why do you need to do all these tachbulos if Hashem said, I'm going to give them into your hand? And he knows that this is al pi neis, that they're going to win this war. He's going with only 300. So why all the tachbulos? What, Herzl?
This was my question.
That's your kasha. That's Herzl's kasha, yeah?
Ain't something on this. I mean, you have to...
Why do you have to jump into the yam?
He's got to do your hishtadlut.
Somehow, even though it doesn't make sense to jump into the yam would make it split.
That's a good answer.
But you're doing some sort of hishtadlut to minimize the
All right, excellent.
You have to take your own steps.
Even Moshe had to raise his arms.
Yeah.
Right. Stop. Excellent. So the Yisod, and this is what
So that's the answer.
Mincha Ketana. The Mincha Ketana says, Af al pi, shekvar hiftichu Hashem litein midyon biyado, ratza gidon lemayit hanes. Even though they know that Gideon knows that Hashem is with him and Midian is in their hands. He wants to lessen the nays. V'chein darkom shel neviim lekarev hadvarim el hateva v'lo ya'azu hadavar kulu l'nays. And that's the derech, that we always want to lessen the ness as much as possible, to bring it as close to teva as possible, and not to rely totally, fully on the nes, which again is why you need to have the tzaddikim here, because the whole idea here is that they have to know that it's Yad Hashem, and even though they're only going with 300, because they have this tremendous plan that Gideon orchestrated over here, they could still think Kochav Yotzim Yadi. They could still think that look, we had this brilliant strategy. We had 300 shofros, 300 kadim, the exploding kadim, right? Shock and awe. They got so scared, they started killing each other. We'll see later on, and you might think Kochav Yotzim Yadi, therefore you have to have the tzaddikim who no, this is all alpines.
Okay. Wait, can we dwell on that for a second? On the one hand, we're supposed to be mefarsim nisim.
Mm-hmm.
We say halal nisim, we thank nisim.
Yes.
And we're supposed to, in retrospect, recognize the goddess of the nes.
Right.
But when we're invoking a nes, we're supposed to minimize it. It seems like a contradiction.
Not really.
I hear. What do you say?
You know, if I can just draw an analogy, Lahavdil, you know, we learn, even in law, you don't have the court. The court is not going to decide something that it doesn't need to decide. They focus as narrowly as possible. You don't go out on limbs, and you try. If they can avoid deciding an issue, they leave it alone. And I think, Lahavdil here, Hashem is only going to get involved when he needs to get involved. He's not going to go broad. And the rest of it is up to us, you know?
Yeah,
You have Maisim in Chazal, where the leg of a table, table comes down, and people don't want to lose their Olam Haba. Okay, so that, in the case of an individual ness, you prefer not to use up your bank account.
Yeah, that's a separate thing.
Huh?
That's a separate thing. But on your kash, it's a good kash. But there's obviously two separate things going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, one is obviously our job is always to be mefarsim the nisim, and that's the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. He says, "From nisim geluyim, from the revealed nisim, we should recognize also the nisim, the starim, the constant nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Nature itself is a nes,
and right,
and through that we're makir that everything is really from Hashem, and we'll be zochet to see even more of the Yad Hashem. The more we recognize it, the more we see the Yad Hashem, the more we're zochet to more hashgacha pratzim. That's the Ramban says. So that's our job. Our job is always to see Hashem in the nes. Also, what do you say? Honey Mendoza, right, exactly, right, and we need to be makir as much as we can and bring out, like you're saying, Kiddush Hashem, and that this is a nice, and thank Hashem, and we say a bracha if a nice happened to us, that's one yisod. The other yisod is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with teva, and the world remains in teva as much as there's going to be a yotze min haklal, but it still has to stay within. We talked about this in Yeshua. I forget exactly how he said it, but Rabag was very into this. That it was a whole machlokas over there exactly how the nes happened with the yardin, and the Ralbag was saying that Hashem doesn't do ever more than what's necessary. Right. Okay, he never will do more than what's necessary, because he created a world and the world stays the way the world is. If a nace happens, we do a nace, but we keep it within teva as much as we can. And that's why even with the makos on Mitzrayim, right, we everything's mida keneged mida, and everything has a reason. Everything dam svardei akinim. There's svarim written on why exactly each nace and why do we need this and what is this coming to do, etc. There's not to make an estam for no reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do, and that's I might not be saying it 100% right, but there's a Chazal, it's a Gemara somewhere, that somebody lost his wife and he had a baby, and a nace happened that he was able to nurse his own baby.
Right.
He was able to nurse his own baby, but they were not mishabeach. But you remember the Gemara exactly?
There's 2 days in the Gemara. One is, you know, how lucky he was, and one, you know, how unfortunate he is.
How unfortunate he is, right? Because
to change the teva, to have to change the teva, is not
what we're looking for.
But actually, according to science, a man could give milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit higher.
Oh, just have the right hormones.
Really?
Or level of hormones.
Interesting.
It happens.
But the more nisim you have, I don't know if we discussed it here, the more nisim you have, the more it seems that Hashem's, you know, bria is imperfect. The whole system is imperfect.
Very good. Excellent.
So you have a problem with that.
Excellent. That's exactly why we're might the nace, and we put the nace in teva, and the nace, and even Kriyas Yamsuf, it's ruach kadim. It was tremendous winds were blowing. Even to put that as much in teva as possible, because 100% right. And there has to be a tanai b'maisa bereshis.
There has to be a tanai
if you want to go out of this. Exactly, you said very well. He added a very nice point, right? That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world perfect for what we need, right? And to say that nisim have to happen is to go and say that our world is not perfect. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom made some mistake.
Not perfect from his point of view, because we have short, you know, sight.
Right, exactly.
Good point. Yes.
The
whole idea of the bria of teva is because Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to come up to recognize him, so that he has to hide. That's the whole idea of Hashem hiding.
That's
what Teva is about, because he wants us
to be makia,
do the work,
to come from us, to come from us. Right, 100%.
So when he relaxes Teva, he doesn't want to take he doesn't want to give us a freebie.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to make us welfare recipients. He wants us to work for it. So, it's going against, similar to what you're saying. It's going against a fundamental ordering principle of the Bria, that it was designed to hide Hashem, and there's a very big toelis in that plan of Hashem hiding, and when he doesn't hide, it's in a way, it takes away our opportunity to earn schar.
Correct. Excellent. Okay, good. I think we did a good job with that. Off the cuff. Weiter. Rashi. Shoifreis velapidim. So Rashi says, lahaskir zchus matan Torah. Right? So he says the drash verse, or the remez verse. And then he says, pshuta laila haya. It was night. Kamo shekasav haya choyshech lefikach nasu sham lapidim. Lahayar lahem v'nasnum bekadim kidei shelo yavinu bilapidim. Okay? So he says, more of a pashup shot, that it was nighttime. You need light. Lapidim is because you need to have light. They don't want to have too much light, so they covered it up with the kadim. Okay. Getting more now into the world of Remez. So we have first the Alshich. The Alshich says, Ra'uy losim leif al eiza smach v'remez lasos advarim ho'elu. Okay, so what's being hinted to? Al pi Remez, what's happening over here? V'efshir ki asukein lizchor zchus Torah v'zchus avos. These things are being done. Gidon is doing these things in order to awaken the schus of Torah and the schus of the avos. V'hu ki b'matan Torah ha'yishlo shedvarim. It's past week's parsha Yisro. Kolos v'lapidim v'shofar. Kimo dichsiv v'chol am roim es ha'kolos v'es ha'lapidim v'es kol ha'shofar v'es ha'har oshein. Kach asa hu kolos shel shibur ha'kadim. So to hear, Gidon is making kolos by breaking the kadim. V'lapidim v'shofros v'har ashen me'alapidim, and there's smoke coming up from the lapidim v'az v'yara'am v'yanu neger oyveihem. Okay, so that's number one, remez. Number one remez is Matan Torah. Number two, v'gam schus avos. B'yad yaminam hu Avraham. In their right hand is Avraham. Ki ha-shofros tokim v'lo masriim shu zchus Avraham. That's the zchus of Avraham. V'lapidei esh is zecher le Yitzhak was biyad smolam. V'hakol kol Yaakov b'shviras hakadim shegam bohem remez liYaakov shenishar Yaakov levado. Yaakov remained alone. V'amru zal al tikri levado ela lekado. V'zeicher ledavar shegam po b'schus yatzilem Hashem. Kasher oz hitzel as Yaakov min saro shel Esav, that just like Yaakov was saved from the sar of Esav, so too we should be saved. Where did I see this? Kadim. Oh, yeah, exactly. Was it here? Was it in the Baruch Moshe?
I thought that's what we were referring to.
Kadim. That Yaakov left the Pachim Kitanim. Yaakov left the Pachim. Here, maybe, I think it was in the Baer Moshe. Yeah, he says. Left 10 cans behind. Remember the Yaakov, Akoko, Yaakov, Fidarko, Nemekesh, Shofar. Okay, I don't know, again, I don't know where it says that, but he does say from the Ramak. From the Ramak, Hayesod. Yesod is nikra kad. Yesod. The meat of Yesod is nikra kad. Shehu chaf dalet svarim. Yeah. Shehu chaf dalet svarim dioraisa. Right? There are 24 svarim. Sifrei Tanakh. The kaf dalet osios. There's also 24 letters in Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Voed. The Shechina Iskaria. Kada. Kemashikosov Shapirish Kad Hashem. The Al Shteyem Nemar Vesamti Kad Kad Shimshri Secho Shem Shtey Kadim. The Nikra Kadim Biosim Malayim Me Shefa Bracha Minhanar.
Is it okay? Kad also by the well when Rivka brings water to Eliezer?
Also it says Kadim there, I believe, yes. Yeah, okay, so there's more Amazim in Kadim. We'll see, we'll get to it even more. But he says further, the Al-Sheikh, Gam Yitachin Zeicher Asala Melchemes Avraham. It's coming to remember the war of Avraham as Arba Melachim Gedolim Bimsei Ma'at, that Avraham Avinu went up against four kings, with very little. Who fought with Avram?
Eliezer.
Machlokas. Either just Eliezer
or
318. What's Eliezer? Gematria? 318. Okay, so he's going with that pshat, that the Al-Sheikh, that it was him, Avram and Eliezer, Shu Gematria Shin Yud Ches. Kach Po, so to hear. Hayashalosh Meosh Ish. So you have 300 men. So what's left? 18. Nishar Yud Ches. Okay, so you have 18 left. He's being a little creative here. Yerubal b'mispar katan is Tesvav. B'mispar katan is Tesvav. Comes out to 15. U'bishlosha Devarim. Okay, and you add the three things over here. Shofros v'kadim v'lapidim. So you come out to Yud Ches. Nishar Shmona Aser. V'tziva sheyikra l'Hashem l'gidon shalo kimo zar nechshav yeshatev shem shemayim im shemo. Ach l'mashkosu she b'Yisrael derech lalo yizuchos ki im l'gidon levado ki alkein. Okay, fine. So here you go. So 318 to remember the war of Avram Avinu. Al-Sheikh, this is the Al-Sheikh. Okay, the Mincha Ketana also says, L'haskir Schus Avos. Pretty much he says the same way as the Al-Sheikh. Here it is. Here's what I was looking for. Okay, Al Tikri Levado El Lechado V'Zeichel Adav Shigam Po B'Schuso Yatzilim Hashem. In the Schus of Yaakov, so Klal Yisrael is being saved here. Kasher Oz Hitzel as Yaakov Min Saro Shel Eshav. Shel Eshav. Oh, D'yesh Bo Remez Ma'inyan Shekasav L'malav Inyan Kiddush Hashem She'asa Gidon B'Layla. What Kiddush Hashem did Gidon do at night?
Is that when he destroyed
the... Yes, that he destroyed, right, that he destroyed the Baal. He destroyed the Baal at night. V'alkein Ratzel Asker Po Adava B'Remez B'Locho Avuka HaMitztarech B'Layla. Klomer kiner mitzvah shemitzvah kiddush Hashem he tayer lo that the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem should light up for him. So he's going at night also to awaken that. So he has four different ramazim are going on over here. We have skus matan Torah, skus avos to remember the battle of Avram Avinu, and to remember the nace, the kiddush Hashem, I should say, of Gideon with destroying the Baal. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, so the Diri Tova is bothered. Okay. Why do you have to say Madua Hotzrich Lichtov the Kadim Rekim? Right? The pasuk could just easily be written Vayitin Shofros Biad Kulam Velapidim Betor Kadim. And there will appeed him inside the kadim, and then you'll know the kadim are rekim. Obviously, they're rekim if you're putting the fire inside. There's nothing else inside, yeah. Kadim rekim shulchnu avor lapidim that these kadim are for the lapidim. Lachsus es lapidim to cover them up. So what? Why does it need to write it separately? Kadim rekim.
More rekim b'mayim.
Okay. Okay.
So the from mitoch lav and ishumayim.
You said that over here, over there, but I don't know what
so
we.
Over here, the Nekim is telling you that I might think there's something else in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, could be. He says, "Ulai balomer shenasin l'chol echod kama kadim reikim." Okay, the reason why it says it separately is because it wasn't only, this is what I mentioned to you before, it wasn't only the kadim that covered the torches, but there were other kadim as well. Lolachu rak echod lachzus zalapidim. Elolachu kama kadim reikim. Kidei lenafes es hakadim zeh bezeh v'ayidei kach yishma kol rash gadol. Again, to make more noise, to scare the enemy more. To scare the enemy more.
So Matan Torah is like the dogma for Shakanoah. It's all these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
these
yeah.
Dimensions of Matan Torah are used for Shakanoah.
How do they know that it's being merames to Matan Torah? Okay.
Well, first of all, the shelf.
So the Maalshik says because you have these three things, right? You have the three things here, and you have three things there. But the Divrei Tova tells us more of a remes, and like usual, medakdek in every letter. So lapidim is chaser yud. It's missing a yud. It's missing a yud.
Right.
And if you look in Shemos, is there a chumash here?
Right. Yeah.
Shmos, here. Shmos, this is Perek Chaf. It's this Yisro. Okay. V'chol ha'am roim es hakolos v'es halapidim chaser yud. Also chaser yud. Also missing a yud, okay? So here and there it's missing a yud. To El Rameis Kana Matan Torah, Shigam Sham Kasav, Becholam Rome Sakosis Elapidim, Ine Gam Sham Chiser Yud, Ulachain Chiser Kan Yud, Lirmos Alamid Lapidim, Shel Matan Torah. So now the question is why Chaser Yud? Yeah, why missing a yud? Okay, so he says, "Ulezer Rema, v'ulai Remas bezek Gidon lechol anoshim shem shani nosin lechol echod shofar." Just like everyone has a shofar, kach tia kol echod mikem shofar umachriz la'amo lilmo toru mitzvus lekarvim laKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, shofar. Someone said it's tshuva. The efshe lomer shelakakam nosin lem lapidim. Sheb medrash in the medrash in the Bereishis Rabbah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Noach Lapid. He called him a torch. Why is not called the torch? Mishum shu hichriz lechol ha'olam sheyachzuru b'tshuva. Okay, he was like the light of the world, the torch of the world. He was telling everyone, do tshuva. The world's going to be destroyed. Do tshuva. Va'omer ha'medrash sheyesh makom sheyesh makom shemakom lomer tikra laploni omer lapid laploni shekein alav likro alo. Okay, to lapid also means to call out. Lavino lahayir darko, to help a person understand and to light up a path for a person. Kemosha lapid meir la adam, kach alecho lahayir darko, ke nasan lahem gidon lapidim lirmos lahem shehem yu machrizim ba'am. They're the ones who are supposed to bring the nation back to tshuva. They're the machrizim. They're the ones who are calling out to the nation to do tshuva. That's the lapid.
Enlightened.
Yeah.
Enlighten. Yeah.
Lapid with a yud is neged the Torah. Yair Lapid.
Olekach am nasalem kadim reikim lirmos lohem sha'am hu reik batorah. The nation now is empty of Torah. Ha'am hu kikad reik, like an empty kad. Shetzarech lemal osu ba'or ha'torah. And you stick the flame inside because the empty kad has to be filled with the light of Torah. Lokein tzrichim atem ha'shalosh me'osh ish ha'tzadikim. And that's why you need these tzadikim. Lahar es libam ha'reik ba'or ha'torah. To light up the others with the light of Torah. And why the missing yud? Because Torah has to be mitoch anava, velo mitoch gaiva. Torah can only come. Torah, just like water, Torah is nimshul lamayim, and just like water goes from a high place to a low place, Torah can only go from a high place to a low place. Only someone who's an anav can be makabel Torah.
Use the smallest letter. It should be anava.
Take away even that yud. When clients doesn't have Torah, regam halapidim hasuyim laer chaser bor shelohem ki beli Torah. Ain't art. Without Torah, you don't have light. V'chein b'matan Torah kasa b'Torah lapidim chasa yod lirmos shalulei kabbalas ha-Torah. If not for kabbalas Torah, gam lapidim ad kol lo ha'iru b'shleimus ala kasa mayhem yod. You're going to be missing the yod. V'zeh lashon ha-ber Moshe. V'efshir l'rameiz b'mash alaka v'kadim reikim v'lapidim b'toich kadim k'dei l'ore rachamim gam al elu sh'nisrachku b'maseihim. We're trying to awaken mercy also on those that are reikim. V'areim b'mechinas kadim reikim b'chol zos lo nisroknu mikol v'kol. Even though they're empty vessels, but they're not totally empty. V'gachaltem lo almum l'gamri. The flame, the coal has not completely gone out. V'alyideis orus mibachot yakitzu mitar demosam. You could wake them up from their sleep. Kinnira ba'alu b'chol atakuvas v'chem b'dor shel gidon shechaz b'tshuva. As we see, they did do tshuva here. V'zel lapidim b'toich hakadim im machnisim lapidim b'toich hakadim oz mislachashim gamma g'cholam v'lahav yotza. Okay. Fine. He also says, okay, we'll save that for tomorrow. We'll finish this up. Okay.